Okay, we're going to start Siman Shilchot Hei Halacha Aleph. So just before I start reading it, I'll tell you that, remind you that when we read Shilchot Dalet, we said that there are two different types, two different ways that we have to think about dough being together for our Farshas Challah. Okay, two different halachas. They have similarities, but they're not the same. And one is, when we want to find that if we have a Shir Challah, because we don't have a big bowl of dough, we have two pieces, and we want to decide if we have a Shir Challah, then there's a way that they could become a Tzuruf. The two pieces can become combined and din can be considered one. And there are all kinds of rules in Shin Chavdal of what it takes to make them to be considered one. And we're going to have a repeat, actually, a brief repeat of that. We're about to read that now. And a lot of Shin Chavdal was about assuming you made it in a way that it could be mature, which grains can go together. If it's wheat and barley and spelt, how can the different grains get together with each other? That was Shin Chavdal was mainly that. And then the other one is something called Mukaf, which is to say, assuming you have a Shir. You have a Shir Chala and you're Chayim Chala. You know, the first thing was to be Chayim Chala. Now assume you have a Shir Chala and you want to be Mafresh, then they may have to be in some kind of proximity to each other in order for the Hafrasha from one thing to work on for a different piece. You have a big bowl of dough, you want to make Hafrasha, they need to be in some kind of a proximity in order to make Hafrasha. That's called Mukaf. That wasn't to make them Chayim Chala, that was in order to do the Hafrasha. Okay? That thing of Mukaf is going to be an Halacha Beis of this Siman. Okay? But Halacha Aleph is going to be connected to what we talked about last Siman, which is to decide, do they have a Shir Challah? Or said it differently, if they are they now one big unit that it's easy to be mafresh from one or the other? So it was in Shin Chavdalad, we're going to have in this Halacha here, and again Shin Chavdalad is going to come up. If you're in between, it's going to come the Din of Mukaf, which is this Halacha Beis of this Siman. Mukaf is a different Din.
There's 2 points. It's going to be Mitzar for Shir and Mitzar one another.
Same thing. Those go together. That's what I'm saying.
What's the second thing?
If you're going to be mafresh on the left side, will we work for the right side?
Two different batches.
If you have two pieces of dough over here, when you pull off a piece from here, it works for this piece, works for that piece. So the rules of Shir Chatal told us which one could work for other ones. And also, what makes them mitzuruf to make it into a shir? I have a pound here, and a pound here, and a pound here. How do I make them all together to be a shir chal? Okay? So, let's start reading the din. We'll read it in pieces. Okay? Shtei isis, she'ein b'shom achas kishir. You have two batters, and each one of them doesn't have a full shear. So then, in noiger zu bezu, actually in vokim ma'at li zu bezu, if they touch each other, to the extent, not that just they're touching, but they're noishchois, they're touching so well that if you pull a piece them apart, a piece of one would get stuck onto the other one, so they've really gotten close together. We spoke about it in Shin Chafdalat. Then, mitzvarfen, they're the mitzvarf. In heim yimin aroi v'tzvarf, kvi marshu v'tzvarfes in Shin Chafdalat. Assuming that they're two of the same, of the right types that could be mitzvarf, like certain ones can and certain ones can't. So for simplicity, for what we need is, let's say they're both batters of wheat flour, okay? So this is wheat flour and this is wheat flour. They can be mitzuruf with each other. So if they're noishkos, they're touching each other to the point that they're noishkos, that they're so touched that if you pull one apart, it rips a piece from the other one off of it, then they're mitzuruf to become one shear.
So if they're touching, like, they're covered with flour, so they don't stick
to each other. You think if there's in between them, that's not mitzuruf. Correct, that's not mitzuruf.
Or just the din, how close it is.
No, it's how well attached to each other they are. They're so well attached that when we
put them there,
right? It has to do with, right, touching is not enough. It has to be touching.
It's really touching. Yeah, in this case, it's really touching. It's punk.
I don't think. I think it would be correct. Okay, we could argue. Okay, now, before I read the next words, cases of this of nerschlis is not so common to us. Okay, to us, nerschlis is not so common. How often is it that a person has doesn't have a shir chala, but he has two batters and they touch each other so well that they have this dinner nerschlis? It's not such a common thing. But what we're about to read is much more common, which is what this din is about. Then in nidvokim, if they're not nidvokim, okay, now they're not nidvokim, but the poskim, most poskim hold, they are touching each other. Okay, so you realize in the beginning he said if they're touching, until they're nidvokim, and now he says they're not nidvokim, so somewhere that means that they're not touching at all, but the din is, the Mishnah Berurah passing like that in nidvokim means they're not nidvokim, but they are touching, the heim, b'sal echot, and the two of them are in the same basket, then, hasal mitzarfim. So then, the sal could be mitzarif them, that means they're touching, they're not nidvokim, so they shouldn't be mitzurif, but since they're in the same basket together, then they are mitzurif. That din works not only does it work when it's dough, which is when you think of tzir of tzir happening to be chayav chala. It even works if you even after they've already been baked. That is to say, and this is why it's more common than than the regular din of noshes. If I take two challahs that were made from a small batter, two challahs made from a different batter, and I put them all together in one basket, and they're all touching each other, then the din is they can be mitzvah to make a shir challah. Even though they were knocked together when they were dough, and none of them had a shechal. This one had a half a shechal, and this one had a half a shechal. I put them in the same basket, and they're touching each other without being nourished. That's good enough, and they can be mature for shechal. They do. Well, so, as I mentioned quickly, was there's a Taz who says they don't have to be touching. In this case, they don't have to be touching at all. But the Gra says, and the Mishnah Berurah says that they do have to be touching. All the Shulchan Aruch only means to say is, if it ain't in the vacuum, but it means that they are still touching. It's not so clear in what the Shulchan Aruch means. It's a Shalom Lachorim. The thing is that they have to be touching places.
So they can be not for sure when they're baked.
They already were baked. They already are. They weren't chayim until a minute ago. Until now.
If you put them in the basket after they're baked, you can't be mafresh before they were baked.
That's true. You can't be mafresh when they were baked. They were right before they were baked. Right. So you're mafresh now, and the chayim chab. But so that's, for us, a more realistic case, when things that were not a shir become a shir, as we're going to talk about this time and next time, how it happens, lamaisa, but there's that's a more, lamaisa for us, we're not going to have so many cases of no shir, of things that are touching as bad as they were in a shir, and then they touch and they became a shir, but that there should be tzir of sal. That's what this is called. Tzir of sal is much more, is more lamaisa. Today we're going to talk about some of the basic dinim of it, and next time some of the applications of it, some of a very bunch of interesting applications.
So
go ahead.
Does it depend on your kavana?
Next time.
Does the shear challah automatically happen?
Next time. We'll talk about that next time. Okay.
It's trying to get it set up for a kiddush or something.
Next time.
And then you cover with the tablecloth.
Next time. I'm going to talk about that next time. Okay. I'm going to talk about that. There's all kinds of cases like this. We'll go for next time. Today we're going to talk about some of the basic dinim. Okay. So now, what we first. Everything, right? Manana. Manana. It's okay. Okay. So the first thing we have to think about is that what if we just read that it goes even if they're mitzuruf after they are baked ready? Okay? To us, at first glance, it doesn't make any sense to us. Because everything about challah happens when it's dough. Like, for example, let's say you have a case of a goy who makes a batter. Okay? He makes a batter of dough. And then he buys it from him. Then it's potter to challah. Because everything depends on, as we'll see in the later siman, everything depends on when you mix the flour and water together. That's when you become chayiv, when you mix flour and water together. So if at that point you weren't chayiv, how can you become chayiv later? All the halachas of challah happen when you mix the flour and water together. Or at least if you have the dough and dough, so they're touching each other, they're still in that form of being dough. But what is this that we should say we should be able to have a tzir later on? It didn't have a shir challah. What does it have to have a shir challah later? How will that help later on? Maybe you should make a shir challah. So, our Gersa of the Gemara doesn't say this. The Rambam said, maybe the Rif had it as a Gersa in the Gemara. The Rambam says that we don't have to do it like this. It says in the Pasuk, when it's talking about Chal, it says, V'hoyo ba'achochem milechem ha'aretz. Okay? It says, you'll be chayiv ba'achochem milechem ha'aretz, which is odd, because it talks about eating bread. Okay? Now, we learn many, many dinim from the fact that the Torah talks, when it's Afar Shashar mentions the word lechem. Okay, but among them, we learn them is that there's a part of the mitzvah that stretches until the time when it becomes lechem. Not only is it reishis harisoseichem, not only is it the batter that are chayim chal, but there's also parts of the din that connect even when it's lechem also. Not just when it's batter, even when it's lechem also. And among the things we learn from that is that it could be shayach to become chayim chal through tziruf all the way until the time that it's lechem. Even when it's already baked, you could still make a chayim chal, which is to say, which is unusual. We wouldn't have expected that. That's what we can learn from there. Okay, all kinds of dinim that learn from this word lechem. There's a true number of Zalman talks about how on earth did we learn that so many dinim from one poor word. Right? There's just one little word, lechem. He has a true about to talk about how he has a long list. He just on and on with things that we learn that from the fact that it's called lechem. Okay, so we learn that this din that we can have tzir of sal even when it's not dough anymore, even when it's ready lechem. Okay, let's read a little further. The Mechaber says, "V'imnasim al tavla she'en lo levazviz." If you put them onto a table, okay, tavla doesn't mean a table, a platform. So not about like there's a table she'en lo levazviz. It doesn't have walls coming up from the sides of it, and it doesn't have like edges or borders.
A tray.
Then the din is ain't mitzarfin. They're not mitzurf. Okay, why they're not mitzurf? Okay, no, you have to put them into a basket that has walls. Why they're not mitzurf? So really, this is a shaila l'gemara. The one is mesupik. The one says, when we said that the din is that you have tzir of sal, is that because everything's in the sal, everything's in the basket, and it's encompassed by the walls, or does tzir of sal just mean they're together, like on a table? So the one is mesupik about that. The one is not part of the shaila. And since it's a it's the Gemara is not pushed to Shaila. The din is chala nowadays is only Rabbanan. Shul and Chutzar is Rabbanan. Chala is Rabbanan. So we'll make about that. So the Mechaber says that if it does, if you put 10 chalas on this table and touch each other, they would not be chayim chala. It's a suffix in the Gemara. We would be makel because nowadays chala is only Rabbanan. Okay, so we'll makel and you would not be chayim chala. Ulachein. The Rambam says, well, lechein, kishim etzdar from bekli, if you're trying to make tzir of sal, I'll tell you why in a second, yizohar shal yetze shum dover lamayla midoifne hakli, nothing should go out from the walls, so you have to have a basket, and you put the chalas into it, you don't want it to stick out, and he explains, tahayinu she kol kikar echad, or iso, lamayla midoifne hakli. When we say that you shouldn't have tzir, that you can't have it out of the walls, it needs it like this. If this is the basket, okay, and it's got a bunch of chalas in it, okay? Well, they're not touching, you're right. Because they're not touching, okay. All of the chalas in this case, they should be touching, okay, but you pretend they're touching. All these chalas are considered to be in the walls. Even though this one is sticking up a little bit out of the wall, Lamaisa, part of it is in the walls, that's good enough. But if you have one that's completely over the walls, one that's completely out, that's the one that's not mature. So the normal case is like you have it on a table. None of them have walls. But the thing is, if you want to make tzir from the salad, the Ramah says, make sure that all of them are in the wall, and none of them are, no individual challah is completely out of the walls. Okay? So this din that the Ramah is talking about.
Like a
slurpy
cap.
Slurpy cap?
Yeah, so like it extends over, allows you to fill up over the walls of the cup.
Like right.
The cup.
Right, slurpy is not higher than the challah.
Okay, so you filled your slurpy cup with dough. No, so let's say one of them is over the wall of the cup.
Well, then the roof is part of the walls also. That's also, yeah, that's good, yes.
It's a cover.
Okay, that's part of the walls. Okay, so now.
Yeah, it's kind of like a cookie sheet, like a cookie baking sheet or something. That
you say it has a little lip of an inch.
A little edge.
You're right, and the challahs could always
be roll.
Right, that's good. So as long as there in any part under that's good enough, as long, that's a good example. So you might have just an inch of it in, but way on top of it, as long as you don't have a challah part, way on top of it. Now, this din of tier of salt, that a person does after it's baked in halachlamais actually, which is halachlamais that we do it, which is like this. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to make matzah bigger than a shir challah. The batter of matzah is not supposed to be a shir challah. It has nothing to do with halachas challah. It's because you can't manage that much dough at one time. You're supposed to always have the dough moving when you're making matzahs for Pesach. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says don't make a batter of dough that's more than a shir challah. You're not supposed to do that. It's easier to work with a smaller batter. That's what he says. He says, okay, but we have a problem. Because the problem is, so of course you're not going to be chayim challah, because you made less than a shir challah. That you weren't doing it for the shir challah, somebody, but you had less than a shir challah. The problem is, what's going to happen on Yom Tov if you stack all your matzahs together? You may end up making a tzir of sal, sort of unintentionally, maybe, we're going to talk about that more next time, but you can, next time, but mañana, but you may end up, in other words, you may 80% of a shir challah. That means if somebody drops in a few matzahs, all of a sudden you can have a shir challah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what you should do is, when you're finished baking your matzahs, now there's no work, they can't become chametz anymore, now put them all together into a sal. Do tzir of sal now, and then do a hafrashas challah. Otherwise, you may end up being chayim challah later on, sort of unknowingly you'll be chayim challah. So what you do is, you bedavka put it into, in fact, that's what they do in hand matzah bakeries. They have like a basket, and they put all the matzahs in, I don't know if I have a picture, but I thought I did. I couldn't find it. In the matzah bakery, they have like this big square bucket. There's a guy. The guy takes the matzahs out, is checking them for kfulos and vuchas, but he's also stacking them all together. And when he's finished, he's marfish challah. The point is, the matzahs, those matzahs, the way I saw them, are stacked the wrong way. You know, they're stacked like this, vertical. I don't know, however you want to call it. This. So each matzah is sticking partly out of the basket, but that's okay. As long as no matzah is completely out of the basket, then you could do that. In fact, that's how you do. This is marfish challah.
This is halacha, but some mitzvah from is any doughs, any separate people, anything, it doesn't matter.
Next time.
If I was putting out, if somebody made cookies, you're putting out a tray of cookies, it happened to be, you took the community people,
we'll be talking about that next time. I'm sorry that you're going to have to wait for me.
Next Friday,
we're not. Next Friday could be, no, we're not doing next Friday. But I mentioned. Right.
Exactly. Sorry,
what do you want to say?
All the matzahs are coming up, they're putting them in their own boxes. So you're not
going to
have different batches.
How do you know? When you come home, you bought three boxes of matzahs, you're going to stack them all, if you put them all together, you can make a tzir of sal. Who knows what's going to happen? You sort of...
How many matzahs?
What I'm saying is, it's a little dangerous. The Shulchan Aruch says you're close to a shir challah, so he says what you should do the tzir challah, which and what they do. That's what they do. When it says on the box challah let genumen, that's because they have to pay attention to that. You know what I mean? It's a, except for the other ones who just say, you know, the laws of challah follow. You know those guys. I don't know by a year, you know. Say if I the laws of challah were followed because they were not challah. Okay, anyhow. Okay, so there's another shaila in the Gemara. There's another shaila in the Gemara. Okay, this is a big machlokes, so we're trying to have to understand this, but there's another shaila in the Gemara. One machlokes we said is about whether if the sal has no walls, okay, or if the things are out of the walls. There's another shaila in the Gemara about whether you can have tzirv in an oven. Okay, we talk about tzirv in a sal. The machlokes in the Gemara whether you can have tzirv in an oven. The Beis Yosef brings from the Rambam who says there is no tzirv. We pass that there's no tzirv in an oven. Okay, it's a shaila. It's a machlokes. Not shaila. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. Seemingly, the machlokes in the Gemara, and the Beis Yosef says the reason why the Rambam passes lahakol is because challah nowadays is drabanan, even in chutzar it's even more drabanan, so to speak. So therefore, we make it and say tziruf of an oven does not work. The mechaber doesn't bring it. I'm about to explain why. I'm going to say why in a second. But the mechaber doesn't bring it. That's not. You don't have to wait for next time. I'm going to explain this one. But the mechaber doesn't bring it. I'm not sure why. I guess if he doesn't tell you, then you'll figure out that it won't work. Okay, so that's why Pakistan, there's no tziruf in an oven, only tziruf in a sal. Okay, so what the obvious question is, well, what's the difference? What's the difference between a basket and an oven? What should be the difference between one and the other? Okay, now, I'll tell you what I see in some later about. I was surprised to not see it in Rishonim explaining it. I see, I'm going to tell you some Achronim who speak about it, but I don't see it like in Rishonim explaining what should be the difference. So, Reb Chaim Kanevsky brings two Achronim.
Because the oven is a form of the character.
So good, that's good. One of the answers, okay? Hi, Cassie, bring some.
It's close. It's a human thing, you know, something
from the carcass,
not.
Okay, so he brings in two Achronim whose Svarim I don't have. Okay, I'll tell you what they say. The first one is a sefer called Das Kedoshim. Okay, both of these Svarim I don't have, and he says that the oven,
just like your house, I'm sorry.
He says
it's not perceived.
He says, this Das Kedoshim says that the reason why there's no tziruf is because the ovens were open on the top, and therefore they didn't enclose the things properly. Okay? So the first thing is, my second question is, I don't get it. The baskets are also closed, open on the top. I don't understand like what he was trying to say when he says they're open on the top. Yeah, you're right. So, what?
Baskets aren't the right definition open.
No one says, there's no thing that says it has to be closed on the top. The thing just says, it has to be in the wall. Doesn't have to be. Everybody goes, no, the Ramos says we have to make sure it doesn't stick above the walls. That's the Gemara talks about being over the wall. No one says anything about the covers on top of it. Okay, maybe there's something going on with covers and we all missed it, right? But no one says anything. And also, Rav Chaim Kanevsky says, if so, then you really couldn't see it in an oven as long as you have a covered oven. Like our oven is covered on top, but my oven is covered on top. So he's not so sure about this. Okay, the other is a safe called Mikdash Ma'at, who says it's because it's attached to the ground. Okay, now if I could see the sefer, maybe I could see more of a hezbollah as to what he had in mind, or why that should be important. A little bit, we'll talk about that next time. Okay.
The question is, what our ovens are.
Right. What we're going to talk about next time is, well, which way does our ovens fit into these, if there's a din that ovens can't be mature. If we understand the reason, we would know whether our ovens are also. Okay, we'll talk a little more about that later. What do you say? Not for next time. Okay, next time. We'll talk about that next time. Okay. So Rav Chaim Kanevsky has his own hesber, and he says like this. He says, when a person puts food into an oven, he doesn't plan on it staying there for very long. If he plans on it being there just for a short amount of time, meaning to bake it, as opposed to in a sal, the person plans it on being in there longer in the sal. So he says, that's what he thinks is the hesber. So he says, so in Cain, if I put it into a sal temporarily, let's say I'm just like carrying across the street, I'm just putting it to the south temporarily, maybe that should be mature also. Okay, so he leaves it off like as if that makes sense, but there's of course sort of like a built-in question, which is, well, then there's nothing really special about a sal versus a tanner. I mean, tanner, you do leave it in the first order, but sal, I mean, I don't know, I mean...
So I thought
a variation of what Chaim Kanevsky said, which is like this. In a tanner, it's not that you put it in there temporarily. It's inherent to an oven that you can only put in there temporarily. After 15 minutes, there's going to be no bread left. You know, it's going to burn. You can't No, no, no. But as an oven, when you put something into an oven, it's built in that you're putting it in there temporarily. It can only last for 10 minutes, an hour. There's a certain amount of time after which you must remove it from the oven because or else you're not going to have any food left. That's sort of built in. It's by its nature a weak holder because you put it in there just for to do some kind of a service in this thing as opposed to the basket. There's nothing inherent to the basket that says it can't stay here.
Let's put it inside an oven which is off.
Yeah, so then that's fine.
Your logic should be fine.
Yeah, okay, I think everybody, many people think that. If you use an oven, if your oven is over, it's just a box. That's really what it is. Oh, okay, so the Mechorah Kaka maybe not. Okay, we're going to talk about a bunch of the kind of pratim next time. Right. We'll kind of, I really mean it. But, okay, so I thought that it made more sense to say is that it has to do with an oven is inherently not supposed to be. Okay, and with that, what I'm about to say, you could say in their heads also, but I think it fits smoothly with me, which is, according to many people, the Yerushalmi has a machlokes. And the Yerushalmi says like this. One man Yomar says, you can only do tzir in a sal and not in an oven. And the other man Yomar says, you can only do tzir in an oven and not in a sal. Okay, so let's say if the reason for oven is because it's mechubar l'karka. So what did the other man Yomar hold? One person said, only in a sal, because that's not mechubar. And oven is maturif. And the other one held, only if it's maturif. What's a machlokes? So the way I understand it is like this. If sal has an advantage that it's not in, it could stay there for a long time. It's not inherently doesn't have to be there. But oven has a different advantage, which is an oven, you need to put the thing into the oven. It's part of making food that you have to put into the oven. So the oven has a certain automatic chashivas of this is where the bread belongs because bread has to go into the oven. You got to put bread into the oven in order to make the bread. You don't have to put it into the basket. So one man Yama says, no, what's important is, could it be here permanently? Is this the right place where it could stay? And the other one says, no, is it? It's only in the place where it has to be here. Okay, but both of them are looking at look at this container has to be a container that actually is meant to hold this thing, either because it permanently can hold it, or it meant to hold it because it has to go into there. But then, at least we could hear the headspurs of the machlokes. Okay. Okay. Let's go on a little further. Back to the Mechaber. Mechaber says, V'yesh misha oimer, some people say, she'im mechasa hapas b'mapa, choshev k'moy kli l'tzarfon. If you cover over the bread with a mapa, with a cloth, then choshev, it's the same thing as putting them into a kli and mitzarf them in a kli. Okay, so the Mechaber says, yesh misha oimer, because it's only Mishaim, it's not Kabbalah, that's why he calls Yesh Mishaimer, and the Shach wants to be supported, so the Shach brings that it's a Maril, who says this, and the Maril says that if you want to make Tzir of Sal for your Pesach Matzahs, again, that's, Pesach Matzahs is a time when people particularly need to do that, if you want to do a Tzir of Sal for your Pesach Matzahs, take all of your Matzahs, put them into a cloth, wrap the cloth up, and now you have a Tzir of Sal, and you could do the you could be Mafra Shabbat.
You have to wrap it, it's covered.
That's what the Maral says. So Prim Gom says, why did the Maral say that? Why did the Maral say you should put them into a cloth and wrap them around? Why don't you just say, put a cloth on top of it? So you see from there, the Prim Gom says, that when you make tzirf in a cloth, in this Mafra, when you do with a cloth, you have to wrap it on all sides. You have to wrap it from underneath and over onto the top of it. Okay? As opposed to in a regular tzirf style, actually only walls, but he says, no, but if you want to do it with a cloth, you have to take it under and wrap it over the top also to make a tzir sal from all sides. So the Bir Halacha says, I don't have to tell you. He says the Mechaber doesn't say it. The Mechaber says, Shem Mechasa Hapas B'mat, if you just cover it. He says, I don't know. The Mechaber doesn't say it. He says, then what should be the reason? Why would it make sense that you should have to wrap it from the bottom to the top? There is a bottom. There's a whatever it's sitting on something. So I thought that the way we explain with the oven might help us explain this, which is to say, just like by the oven, we're looking for a box that shows a certain permanence to it. We're looking for that either the sal because it could stay there for a long time, or the other one never an oven because it has to be in there. There's something we're looking for some kind of a permanence, and the wrong thing, let's say the oven, is not shown that permanence. So maybe a cloth, if you drape a cloth over something else, the cloth by its nature is secondary to the other thing. I have a table, and I drape the cloth over the table. So where do you think the matzahs are? The matzahs are on the table. And the table is covered with a cloth. So the cloth maybe is lacking in showing that this is really a container. If I wrap it all around, then it's in the cloth. So maybe when I want to use the cloth as try to like build walls with it, it's obvious to everybody looking at it that the matzahs are on like yasikin on a tray, and there's a cloth over the tray. So the cloth is not the container. We're looking for some kind of a chashiv to say this is the container that holds it. So maybe we're missing that on that thing. Okay. So but the Be'alach is not very happy about this. Okay. The Prim Gom brings it. The Shach does say it. The Shach doesn't say it. The Shach brings this Maril just to support the Mechaber, and the Maril happens to say that's what you did. Prim Gom thinks that you're going to do. So the Be'alach says. He says, listen, he says, if you have a case, you have a basket. Here's a picture. You have a basket where some of the things stick out over the top. Okay, some of the things stick out of the top. In that case, for sure you could use just drape it over the top. If you want to put it onto a table and cover it, we'll do what the printer button says and wrap it on all sides. But if you have it in a basket and some of them are sticking all over the top, then in that case, it's okay if you sure could use it. Okay? I don't know what the difference is. I don't understand what he's trying to say. Why he thinks one case is different than the other. I mean, either cloth could have to go all the way around, or the cloth could go on top. I'm not sure why he thinks they're different, but excuse me, the
extension of the basket.
Now it's an extension.
If it's in a basket, it's like a cup for the basket, so it's just an extension of the basket, so you leave it
floor. I mean, if it's just a flat table, then it's an independent thing. But if it, okay, maybe that's what he means. He doesn't say what he means. He just says this. He says, in that case, for sure you could be make a, I'm not really sure what. Okay, anyhow, so now we've gone through all the simpler, basic halachos, as I said. In Rosh Hashanah, next time, we have a bunch of practical applications, particularly that Achronim seem to talk about, all kinds of applications, Rosh Hashanah next time.